Ich sammle den Kopf mit meinem Gimmel. Ich muss keep it up, aim. So. Or up to you, right? So roll over, show overall the Torah. Let's say the father sees, let's say you see the father being over on the Torah. Lo yom aloy avarta al divrei Torah. Don't tell him you were over on the Torah. Lo yom aloy, Abba ksiba Torah kach v'kach. Say, father, it's written in the Torah, such and such. Kilu hu shoyel mimenu, as if you're asking him. V'loy kemazira, not like it, as if you're warning him. V'av yavin me'atzmai v'loy yispayesh. And the Rav will understand from himself, and he's not gonna be embarrassed. Not the Rav, I'm saying the father. The father will, meaning, I'm not sure why he's not gonna be embarrassed. You know, I guess he won't. I'm saying, if you see the guy, the father talking lashon hara, and you say, doesn't it say in the Torah lashon hara that you're not allowed to speak lashon hara? So lachayra, that will embarrass the father. So I'm not sure how that's. I guess it has to be done not at the time that he's doing it. Maybe you're aleph. I'm like, oh, lavra al divrei Torah. Bein amitzus to say, bein amitzus lois to say. If the father asks him to be over on an iser, well, it's to say, what the mitzvah is, I feel all mitzvahs shall devrayim, even if it's a derabanan. Lo yishmalai, don't listen to the father. Ksiv ish ivam yivavah tirov, eshav sasi tishmer ni Hashem alikeichem. It says you have to fear your parents and keep Shabbos. Samach Shabbos l'mayra avayim. So Shabbos is put next to the fear of parents. Even though you have to be fearful and listen to what your parents say, but if they said to be Michal Shabbos, then don't listen to him. You and your father are chayav and are covered. In my covered, do not listen to him, meaning Hashem talking. Do not listen to your parents because they have to listen to me too. Don't listen to your parents and listen to me. And even mitzvahs of the Rabbanan are really from the Torah. It says, do not turn away from anything that the Rabbanan say. So these are a little bit more complicated. The father says, don't talk to this person and don't be meichelim. And the son wants to make peace. Ain't like lachish of Yehuda. So he shouldn't listen to the father. He also listen to Shuma Yehudi. It is aser to hate any Jew. And like a shereiu shu over avera. Unless you see the Jew doing an avera, then you're allowed to hate him, because then he's not considered a Jew. And since the guy seemingly didn't do anything wrong, so that then you're not allowed to listen to the father. Yud beizim aben roi to lachas leizam makom luma Torah. This does come up, this next one. It's always a tough situation when this comes up. But if the son wants to go to some place to learn Torah, and they should shum yield like te'elis yosemi bakan, because there will be a bigger te'elis. And the father doesn't like it, but he's going to be a meicha. So this comes up with, a kid wants to go learn Eretz Yisrael, and the parents say, it's dangerous, etc. He does not have to listen to his father, the Talmud Torah, Gadol Mikibbutz, because Talmud Torah is greater than honoring parents. We know this from Yaakov. When he left Yitzchak, he stayed in the Beis Medrash for 14 years by Shem Ve'eva, and he stayed there for 22 years. Now, this, mind you, was that w this was his father wanted him to do this. And he was punished for those 22 years. And Yosef was hidden from him for 22 years. He got punished because he left for 22 years. But he didn't get punished for those 14 years that he was learning. So you see that when you go to learn, then you're not going to be punished for not honoring the parents. If a son wants to get married to a woman the father doesn't want,
Was his father opposing him? Or he just didn't go visit him.
What do you mean, was his father opposing him?
If your father doesn't want you to do it, that's not the case with him.
You're saying there was there his father wanted him to do it.
He just yeah, so he didn't say hello to
Right,
him,
so
so
I no,
but
it
if your
wasn't like I
father
said, his father wanted him to go get married. He didn't go do what his father wanted. he did. My man, he wasn't punished. He wasn't punished for those 14 years.
Okay.
Right? So, but David, I think the pshat is that his father wanted him to go get married too. His father's the one that sent him, no? But yet he still got punished.
Okay.
Oh, so here's my question, and this is a little pet peeve of mine. But yeah, why not? I'll say a pet peeve. Like, if you think, what happens? Do you think that if when Yitzchak, when Yaakov went to Yitzchak and to Lavan and he FaceTimed his parents every day, would it have the same thing? What I'm trying to get at is that people, so we see clearly that it's not so pashut if your parents don't want you to go to BMG, let's say. He likes it. He's put. I get to get the camera on for this one. Right, if your parents want you to give BMG, your parents want you to go to BMG, right? And you don't want. They don't say your parents don't want you to go to BMG, but you go to BMG, and you can mitigate it by calling them, FaceTiming them, etc., etc. Then l'chari you mechuyev to do it, and all these things that oh frumkeit, frumkeit. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Food for thought. Right. I think that that would help the situation. You're certainly mechuyev to, I would think, to again, obviously, if it's going to bring you down and you have unfiltered devices, then obviously not, but you lock it up and you have it. So what if society tells you, blah, blah, blah? I don't know. That's just my thought. But okay. Yud Gimel. Whether it's a father, whether it's a male or a female, they're both chayav and kibbutz aveim. This comes up unfortunately a lot also, but a woman, once she's married, she is meshubedes to her husband. She is pater from kibbutz. Now that doesn't mean that does not mean that the husband could just tell his wife and not have to be concerned for the covet of his in-laws, because a husband does have to have covered for in-laws. But it means, like, if the girl, let's say her husband decides to go learn in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eved or whatever, the husband needs to go out of town, then the wife cannot hold him back because of her kibbutz aveim. So, of course, she is mechuyev to honor her parents. It's a big shaila when a parent comes over, who does the wife serve first? Does she serve the father first or the husband?
Shouldn't the husband say, "Serve your father first"?
Good, but that's the husband should say. Let's say the husband doesn't like her father,
Maybe
right?
that's why he's lame.
Man, could whatever. I'm not
He
saying the
still has to, he still should say that.
right.
Respect your elders also. He's got to respect his elder.
That's true, but Lamaisa, push comes to shove. She has to go with him first. That's the point that it gives her. She has to go with him first.
I'm afraid of my stress.
No, it come. No, these things come up. Sometimes there's disagreements and whatever it is. You know what I mean? And she's really stuck. She has to go with what her husband says. Yudal, call mavaza. Somebody who's mavaza, the father or the mother, even with words. Afilu b'remiza, even with remiza, areza bechlal oror mipia gvura. That's considered you're going to be cursed from Hashem. Shenema or makla avavi. You're going to be cursed. Somebody who curses out his parents is going to be cursed. Tesvav. This comes up a lot also. You have, now that we have a lot of nurses out there and all that, they want to take care of their parents. So your kites, the mother or the father has a, what do you call it? A thorn stuck in them. Lo yetzien of the child should not take it out. Shemiyasevim chabura. Perhaps they'll make them bleed. Shuba iser chiyuv chenek. That's actually chiyuv misa of choking. V'cheinam ben hu raife. If the son's a doctor, lo yakas lem dam. He should not be the one to give the blood test. Lo yachdech ben ever. Shouldn't cut off a limb. Afal pishu mechavan l'refuah. Even though his kavanah is for refuah. But you have somebody else. It's but there's nobody else, and they're in pain. Then he has to then he should take the blood and cut off whatever the Our Hashulchan says that if the son is a better doctor, then he should also do the job. The question that I've gotten a few times is a dentist. The son's a dentist, and the stake the he can go to a different dentist, but it's going to cost him a lot of money, right? So are you mechuyev to is the, for this chumrah? Are you mechuyev, is it mechuyev to cost you money to do this? Meaning the son could say, "Hey, I'm," or the father could say, "I don't mind if he makes me bleed. It's going to save me $1,000." Right? So, yeah, I believe that. It's because really it's mutter. We just tell you not to do it if you have another option, right? So Mamela, I don't think you'd be mechuyev to spend money on that, but I can't say for sure. Tezai, Misha nisrapa daite. If their brains became treif, meaning unfortunately they're going senile, etc. Mishtadlinagim. You have to have Rachmanis on them and treat them as normal until Hashem has Rachmanis on them the heals. And let's say you just can't deal with it because they're so, unfortunately, this happens because they go so crazy. Then just leave your parents and hire people. All right. So meaning if it's just too difficult for the child, then you could leave them. Mashma, that if it's anything other than mental illness that's not manageable, then you're not allowed to, mean you have to take care of your parents. Yud Zayin. Also Ladam. It's usur on the father's end, because the father might read all this and say, "Hey, great, now I got myself a new built-in slave, my kids." But a person cannot be overbearing on his kids. The reason is because if he's very demanding, then he's going to end up being marshal them, and they're not going to be able to listen to him. A parent should be meichav, and he should keep his eyes away from them. Because a father is meichel is covered, then it's allowed. So then the Paiskim do discuss. So that's if it's covered, but that doesn't mean that the son does not have to still attempt to be mechaber. Even if the father's meichel, the son still has to try to be mechaber. Yudches, also lahakas is b'nei agadol, you are not allowed to hit your older child. Vein gadol zeh tali b'shonim. And we mean here that your older child doesn't mean an older kid. Ela, kol lefi tivoi shel haben, you have to know about the nature of the child. Kol sheyish lacha sheyisrasis sheyasris k'negde b'dibur. If you see that the kid is pushing back on you, either with talk or with actions, afilu ein bar mitzvah, even if he's not a bar mitzvah, also la koisei heliyachicha b'dvarim, you can't hit him. You give him mussar. That's nowadays. Nowadays we don't hit kids. At least in most situations, you cannot hit kids. They're gonna hit you right back. If you do hit your older son, then you go into chayrim, because you're putting a stumbling block in front of your child. Because if you know he's gonna hit you back, so then, and you caused him to do that, so then you're over on lifnei iver. And it could be even verbal nowadays. You have to know how to deal with it, how to deal with reprimanding nowadays. Besides that, most of the time when people hit their kids, it's not done in the right way, right? Because you hit out of anger. You cannot hit out of anger. So either way, that should never it should never be negeya, which should never One should never come to these situations. Okay, we will stop over there. And everybody should have a fine night. Besirat Tovus.